Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Fail Fast, Learn Faster, Lessons in Data-Driven Leadership in an Age of Disruption, Big Data, and AI, by Randy Bean, narrated by Stephen Bowlby. Publisher's note, in this audio edition, you will hear references to tables present in the print and e-book formats of the book. Foreword. I suspect that if you bought or picked up this book, you're already convinced of the value of data, both big and small. You already believe that it can transform companies. You already admire the born digital companies that have turned data into incredible value. You don't need to be convinced that every company is now a data company. You just want to find out how best to make this all happen. But I also suspect that you, like many fans of data, believe that the most effective key to its successful use is the latest information technology. Turn some Hadoop, some Python, some TensorFlow, some PyTorch loose on your data, and it will begin to sing. Throw in some Internet of Things sensors, some edge computing, a pinch of deep learning, and perhaps a little augmented or virtual reality, and it will all start to make sense. Maybe you think that you'll hear about those cool technologies in this book. If so, I believe you're wrong, but you should not be the least bit disappointed in the book. It is perhaps even more important for full tech stack devotees to listen to this book than for the fiercest Luddite to do so. Many people believe that technology is the key to organizations becoming data-driven. But let me give you one statistic from Randy Bean's own annual survey that may disabuse you of that notion. As Bean explains further in the book, every year he conducts a survey on big data, analytics, and AI issues among large companies, most of them in the financial services or healthcare or life sciences industry. These are admittedly mostly legacy companies, but they spend huge amounts of money on technology and data and hire some very smart people to manage them. When Bean surveys these individuals, he asks them an interesting question, among many others. What is the principal challenge to your organization becoming data-driven? There are only two possible responses. One, people or business, process or culture, and two, technology. In the most recent 2021 survey, 92% of these well-paid and smart people in big companies pointed the finger at people, process, culture, and only 8% believed the problem was technology. The numbers in the previous 4 years in which he asked the question on the survey were approximately the same. This failure to make progress may seem discouraging, but you have picked the right book to cheer yourself up. The focus of Fail Fast, Learn Faster is primarily how ordinary human beings can use data and technology to improve their businesses. Randy Bean has worked with many of the largest companies on Earth, and he often tells me when we attend Boston Red Sox games together that the problems he encounters are almost exclusively human, cultural, organizational, and political. And that has been my experience as well in a long career of working with the same types of people and organizations. The lessons of this book are delivered in clear language and without technical jargon. I've worked with Bean for almost 20 years, and I've read a lot of his writing. He prides himself on his ability to communicate about technical subjects to people with no technical backgrounds. If you are someone in a business role who has heard about such topics as big data, artificial intelligence, and digitization, and you want to know what all the fuss is about without getting lost in technical detail, you have come to the right place. Bean has made a successful career out of telling senior business executives what technology and data mean to them in clear terms. Many of them have turned to him in part because they can't understand what their own technology people are telling them. Part of that communications ability is based on effective storytelling, and Bean has included many story-based examples in the book. His consulting firm works with many of the executives and companies profiled in the book, so he has the ability to provide context and broad perspective on the issues addressed in each situation. They are the classic recurring themes in technology management and business. How to align technology efforts with business strategy. How business leaders and technology managers can collaborate effectively. how large established firms can compete with disruptive startups, and so forth. That last question about disruptive startups is, I believe, at the heart of the book. You will find occasional mentions of Facebook, Amazon, and Google in this volume, but the bulk of the examples are about large, well-established businesses that are trying to transform themselves. They know that a really successful startup could eat their lunch if they don't protect it. Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, was asked whether a hypothetical Bank of Amazon or Bank of Google would seriously threaten his bank's success in the industry. Dimon said, "Of course. We have very aggressive players trying to compete in our business, and we'll always compete very aggressively. That is the challenge of the age for many of the firms described in this book. They need to compete effectively with digitally native firms if they're going to survive over the long term. They, and you, will find plenty of examples of firms that have, thus far, used modern competitive weapons to keep the wolf away from the door." One of my favorite stories in the book features a veteran data and analytics leader, Ash Gupta, at a veteran firm, American Express. Gupta rose to the position of President, Global Credit Risk and Information Management at American Express over the course of a 41-year tenure. To me, his story illustrates several key points about the introduction and management of information technology in large organizations, and how much one individual can do to improve a big company over time. Gupta's long career at American Express reminds us that the game of building technology, data, and analytics capabilities has a long season that is heavily shaped by individual leaders. For four decades, Gupta continually innovated at the company, eventually embedding data and analytics at the core of the enterprise. Randy Bean's writing about Gupta embody many lessons that are present throughout the book, but I was particularly reminded of two. One is to take a long-term perspective. We often get caught up in breathless news about the latest technology and the fastest-growing vendors, but the creation of a data-driven company like American Express happens over decades. Bean takes this long-term perspective throughout the book, which makes it unusual among books about information technology. The other key lesson is the importance of talent acquisition in creating this type of continuous renewal. Gupta brought in many of the best and brightest data and analytical minds available throughout the world. I regularly meet very smart people throughout the financial services industry who tell me with pride, "Ash Gupta recruited me to Amex." That background tells me that they will not only be smart and well-educated, but oriented to the business and able to fit into a collaborative culture. Gupta was present at a meeting that Bean and his company New Vantage Partners convened in New York in February 2020, which was my last trip before the COVID-19 pandemic curtailed my travel for more than a year. One topic we discussed was educating managers about the importance and value of data. Gupta's comments were a reminder of the very human approach needed to succeed with this topic. He said that his approach to educating leaders was to embark on a set of one-on-one learning sessions with the company's most senior executives. He knew that was the best way to make the lessons personal, and he could draw upon a deep well of trust he had built with these leaders over the decades. Don't get me wrong. This book isn't just a collection of heartwarming stories about wise and capable people like Ash Gupta. There is plenty of solid and easily understood advice about data and technology management, including topics like data lakes, data ops, data lineage, real-world evidence, machine learning-based image recognition, and many other topics. All are made both more interesting and more relevant with up-to-the-minute examples from leading companies. But the book is a reminder that the world of data and technology management in companies is just as much about relationships among people as it is relationships among data. Data requires accuracy and integrity, but so do the people who manage it. We need to trust our data, and we need to trust the human beings who help to create, capture, store, and analyze it. Data informs humans, and humans inform data. Listen to this book to find many examples and lessons about humans finding ways to make data support better ways of doing business. Thomas H. Davenport, Distinguished Professor, Babson College, Visiting Professor, Oxford University, Fellow, MIT Initiative on the Digital Economy. Preface. Perfect is the enemy of good. Voltaire. I wrote this book during the second winter of COVID-19, 2020 to 2021. Travel was not an option. I had the time. I had been writing articles and columns for many years, published in the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, MIT Sloan Management Review, and Harvard Business Review. People asked if I was ever going to write a book. I told them only if it was the next Moby Dick, or a social comedy, or observation of life in the seaside village that I moved to part-time a dozen years ago. Perhaps an updated Peyton Place. My neighbors can breathe a sigh of relief. No kiss and tell this time around. They say write about what you know. I have never been a Pacific whaler, so I could not rewrite Moby Dick. However, I had lived and worked for 4 decades during one of the periods of greatest technological transformation in modern times, the information age. I began my career working in a big bank in Boston, an old bank, too. The motto was, founded in 1784. I had no technical skills or business background, but was trained by the bank at their expense to be a computer programmer in COBOL. To my surprise, and maybe the bank's as well, they thought I was good at it, and so asked me to keep it up. I grew restless, though, and moved to the business side of the bank, strategic planning. I was curious about how businesses operate and how decisions were made. Working as a computer programmer, I wrote computer programs that moved data around. I asked what the organization did with all this data, and whether it could be analyzed to arrive at better decisions. I was met with blank stares. After a decade, I joined a company that specialized in data, data-based marketing, and helping very big companies use that data to better understand their customers, get, keep, grow. One of my customers was Steve Ballmer at Microsoft. Even the tech gods believe that to stay on top, you need to relentlessly probe the data. It was the internet era. I went on to become an executive with 2 internet startups and a founding executive, pre-funding, of the second one. Our lead investors included Kleiner Perkins. It was a whirlwind. After that failed, and in the wake of 9/11, I needed a change. I launched a management consulting business with a colleague, an MIT PhD computer scientist. Our focus was on data and how big companies could use data to be smarter and better at what they did. I have been doing that ever since. I wrote this book to tell a story based on my 4 decades of business experience in and around data and business transformation. My aim is simple: to educate, provoke, delight, and tease. When I'm not doing business, I happen to sit on the board of a nonprofit where I serve as a chair for what is an internationally distinguished writers program. These writers have won many book awards, including Pulitzer and Nobel Literature Prizes. In the business world, I am called the guy who writes. In the literary world, they call me the guy who is in business. I once shared a collection of my Wall Street Journal columns with one of our board advisors, a head of the English department at a prestigious university. He called them light and lively. I am not sure whether this was intended as a compliment or not, but I'll take it. This book, then, is intended to be light and lively and engaging, yet also a provocative and in some ways cautionary look at the past 2 decades in particular, the big data era, and how big companies are undertaking data-driven business transformation. I wouldn't ever pretend to be an expert in all aspects of big data. My business colleagues are more current and have greater expertise in the analytical and technical areas than I do. I have, however, been a highly engaged witness and observer, someone who has operated for decades in and around the center of the big data revolution. I understand how organizations care about delivering results and measurable business benefits. When the day is done, Nobody cares whether they're using the most elegant algorithm or the coolest technology. Simply put, that stuff don't matter. I hope you find this story compelling and informative. Pardon any repetitions. My experience is that you often need to say the same thing many times in many ways for the point to sink in. Nothing is perfect. Perfect is the enemy of good. If you find this book to be thought-provoking and instructive, that would be good enough for me. Randy Bean, Stonington Borough, Connecticut, Boston, Massachusetts, November 2020 to January 2021. Introduction. Fail fast, learn faster. Ever tried, ever failed. No matter, try again. Fail again. Fail better. Samuel Beckett. The world is in a race to become data-driven, now more than ever. The warp-speed effort to organize scientific and epidemiological data from across the globe in a heroic effort to find a COVID-19 vaccine has illustrated the urgency and existential nature of this quest. We need data, science, facts, knowledge, and insight to make informed, wise, and critical decisions. Now more than ever, data matters, and having good data matters tremendously. Becoming data-driven doesn't just happen, it requires leadership and vision, be it in the business world, government, scientific communities, universities, professional sports, or other facets of society. Data-driven leadership can be what distinguishes organizations that succeed, that learn and prosper, and grow and reinvent themselves from those that fail in their efforts to do so. Today, we live and operate in a world that is increasingly impacted by the existence of big data. Big data refers to the existence of extensive sources and repositories of data of many different forms and varieties, which have become available in increasingly vast quantities in recent decades. To enable insight to knowledge, these sources of data must be identified, captured, and analyzed. In business, data is the lifeblood that drives competition, innovation, and disruption. Since its emergence a decade ago, big data has proven itself to be a transformational force that is having a profound and revolutionary impact in many ways on the global economy. It has become a driver of economic and business disruption. The emergence of data-driven artificial intelligence, AI, adds a further dimension, which holds the potential to accelerate the breadth and speed of innovation. Big data has become pervasive in existence and in its use. To claim revolutionary significance for big data is not to engage in hyperbole. In October 2012, Eric Brynjolfsson and Andrew McAfee published a landmark article in the Harvard Business Review proclaiming Big Data, the Management Revolution. 2 years later, Victor Mayer Schoenberger of Oxford and Ken Cukier of The Economist published their work, Big Data, a Revolution That Will Transform How We Live, Work, and Think. Extolling the revolutionary potential of big data soon became commonplace. Thomas Harrer, Chief Technology Officer at IBM and IBM Distinguished Engineer, observes, "If you cast your mind back to a decade ago, the 10 highest-valued companies were quite diverse, but with a dominance of oil and gas. Now, 7 out of the 10 highest-valued global brands are data companies. Data as the new oil? Clearly." Revolutions imply disruption and a break from the past, from which point things are never the same, and a new order or way of operating prevails. By any standard, big data is revolutionary. Harkening back to another technology revolution, the distinguished British historian Ian Kershaw remarks in his work, The Global Age, Europe, 1950 to 2017, "The spread of the Internet in the 1990s had made the world smaller." The same can be said of big data. The Internet transformed how we communicated with one another, made purchases, planned vacations, conducted business. It resulted in a beneficial transformation, delivering convenience, speed, and efficiency. Big data is having a similarly consequential impact. It represents a continuation of development that emerged with the advent of the Internet and extends the ability to access information quickly through digital technology that increases speed, efficiency, and engagement. As with any revolution, not all the consequences are positive. The internet and its byproduct, social media, pose threats to individual privacy and risks to cybersecurity. The result can be the dissemination of disinformation and outright lies. In recent years, we've been operating in a dark and uncertain time when data, science, and facts have been repeatedly challenged. Analyzing data to make better decisions is not new. Data has long existed, and organizations and individuals have long sought to identify, aggregate, and analyze data, like reading tea leaves, to discern insights and make more informed decisions. In the beginning, data was a field inhabited primarily by specialists who worked to organize relatively small amounts of data to develop insights. This changed suddenly and dramatically with the arrival of big data. Big data implies a new way of doing things, which results from a new set of approaches, technologies, and techniques that enable the accessing, managing, and analyzing of data. In a world that is highly dynamic and characterized by ever faster rates of change, these new techniques and approaches enable executives and data analysts to see, use, and think differently about data and the questions they are seeking to answer. Big data permits users of data to experiment and fail, to learn quickly from their mistakes, and to move forward with speed, agility, and confidence. As data volumes and sources of data proliferate at ever-increasing rates, leading companies will be forced to plan for a data-driven future. What has fundamentally changed with the advent of big data is the scale at which data is being generated, and the speed and ease with which data can be organized and analyzed. Organizations are undertaking massive efforts and making extraordinary investments to prepare data for analysis so that insights can be gleaned. Now more than ever, businesses and governments must rely on good data and analytics. Data is being used to make important business, scientific, medical, public health, and policy decisions that impact broad swaths of society. These decisions depend upon access to the very best data available. Consider the global response to COVID-19 and how scientists, epidemiologists, pharmaceutical companies, hospitals, and communities and governments at city, state, and country levels across the world sought to gather data about the outbreak and its spread at a scale perhaps unprecedented in human history. Today, we live and work in a world in which data sources and volumes are steadily proliferating. Data is being consumed and analyzed for decision-making at a pace that has not existed in human history. It now exists in a variety of forms, including financial data, customer transaction data, scientific and medical data, marketing data, sensor data, and on and on. Data can represent numbers, words, documents, locations, pictures, and signals, among other indicators. Developments in big data and AI are having an impact that is reshaping how we think about and engage data, and is reaching into all corners of business and society. Companies like Amazon, Google, eBay, Facebook, Uber, and Airbnb are rooted in data and analytics, and have leveraged new data-driven business models to disrupt and transform traditional industries such as retail, media, and travel. For innovative firms such as these, data brings speed, agility, and the ability to fail fast, learn from experience, and execute smarter. Data is also transforming traditional businesses across many industries, from industrial systems to financial services, from media to healthcare delivery, from drug discovery to government services, from national security to professional sports. Data is driving critical decision-making. The opportunity to deploy data and analytics has accelerated the speed at which companies can enter new markets with new solutions and quickly challenge or displace traditional competitors and market leaders. Nearly all leading companies now state somewhere in their annual reports and business mission statements that data is a critical business asset, that they are striving to become data-driven in their analysis and thinking, that they are deeply engaged in forging a data culture at all levels of their organization, and that they view data as a basis for innovation and competition in the global marketplace. The big data revolution is here to stay. Fail fast, learn faster is a history and a chronicle of this big data revolution and its impact as organizations strive to become data-driven. It represents a synthesis of developments and themes that have arisen with the ascendance of data over the course of the past two decades. In addressing these themes and questions, this book seeks to tackle one of the most disruptive dynamics facing leading corporations, government agencies, and social institutions today. Progress does not come easily. This book describes how firms are using data to establish themselves as leaders as they innovate in their businesses and disrupt traditional markets, and how working with and using data becomes part of an organization's fundamental DNA. One aim of this book is to provide a window into the challenges that organizations face when they attempt to develop a data culture. Executives and business leaders must ask themselves critical questions. Why should this matter to you? What can you learn from the experiences of others? How can you be successful in leading the data-driven charge? How do you avoid the pitfalls? How do you overcome the challenges? What does data-driven leadership mean? How do you reach your destination? This book serves as a guide to understanding the evolution of data in the context of a changing world, where technology breakthroughs, the rise of consumer-driven services and self-service, and changing customer demographics are driving broader social and cultural implications. This is a story of how businesses have struggled to undertake corporate data transformation initiatives and how they have sought to become data-driven. Big data is characterized by change and new approaches. Organizations are seeking to understand and appreciate how they can begin to derive value from the advanced application of data and analytics. There are many benefits to the data-driven decision-making, including greater accuracy, precision, efficiency, and responsibility in the use of data. A central premise of fail fast, learn faster is that individuals and organizations learn through experience, and experience entails trial and error. Ever tried, ever failed, no matter, try again, fail better. This quote from the 20th century Irish novelist, poet, and avant-garde playwright Samuel Beckett offers a metaphor for data-driven change and the resulting disruption and innovation it is unleashing in an age of big data and AI. One of the ways in which big data has helped fuel rapid innovation is through faster iterative learning. Fail fast, learn faster, execute smarter. This book aims to educate organizations by providing a glimpse into paths taken, lessons learned, pitfalls to avoid, and realistic guidance on the steps, as well as the time horizon that it takes to develop a data-driven culture. Paul Saffo, technology forecaster and managing director of San Francisco-based Discern Analytics, has observed, "Failure is the foundation of innovation." In the world of data and analytics, corporations have long been bound by approaches that are costly and time-consuming and that have hamstrung some of their more innovative ambitions. John Bottega, one of the first executives to assume the role of chief data officer, holding this position at Citigroup, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and Bank of America, comments, "Failure is informative. Even with imperfect data, business analysts can gain insight and knowledge with respect to the viability of an approach or hypothesis." Fail fast, learn faster is the story of how data is impacting businesses and enabling companies that use it well to improve performance, drive efficiency, gain competitive advantage, and disrupt traditional ways of doing business. The great leaders and innovators in using data have transformed entire industries and now stand among the most highly valued and capitalized businesses in the world today and in world history. The book represents a summation of this period of change and the resulting transformation and leadership required to achieve success. The narrative is presented as a broad, historical, and cultural perspective on the rise of data-driven decision-making over three decades and its impact across businesses and industries.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?